Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. सबसे बड़ा मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टेंट थिंग इज दैट अवर स्टेशन इज कॉल्ड मीरा रोड द ओनली स्टेशन इन ऑल बॉम्बे हैज द नेम ऑफ अ सेंट अदरवाइज नो स्टेशन इज ऑन द नेम ऑफ अ सेंट वन स्टेशन इज ऑन द नेम ऑफ द किंग छत्रपति शिवाजी टर्मिनस हाँ देयर इज अदर नो अदर एवरीथिंग एल्स इज इररिलेवेंट ना ऑल्सो नाला सोपारा This Nalasopara comes in scriptures, by the way. Mm-hmm. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, mention is there. Sopara. Where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went and took bath. In one of the pond called Nirmal Sarovar. Nirmal Sarovar is where we went for marriage for Dr. Chinmayi. That is the village called... Kalam. And before Kalam, there is a Fata comes. Junction, that is Nirmal, and that Nirmal is a pond actually, holy pond where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took bath. And all of you know that Lord Ramchandra, in search of Sita, he came to Malabar Hill. That is where Bananganga is. And Bananganga is in the mountain actually. Malabar Hill is a mountain, na, full. And mountain is at the bank of the ocean. Na? So when he came there searching for Sita, that time it was afternoon time. So time to do Gayatri worship, Gayatri Vandanam, Sandhya Vandanam. And for that you require sweet water to perform Achaman, chant mantras. So he told Rakshman that there is no sweet water here. So please bring Ganga here. So Lakshman took an arrow, chanted mantras and shot an arrow in the mountain. And there Ganga Devi appeared. And the huge pond. Even today if you go, in the middle, at the one corner of the whole pond, there is continuous flow of water coming. Sweet water. No one knows from where it is coming. Sometimes it goes under water level, sometimes it is above water level. But you can clearly even today see the water coming from one small spot. That is where Lakshman actually shot the arrow. And the amazing thing is everywhere there is an ocean with salt water. And in the mountain, in the middle of the mountain, above the mountain, on the mountain, there is sweet water, huge tank is there, huge tank. So that is where Lord Ramchandra came. And that is the same place Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also came. When he was on his tour of South India, and he went to south and he was coming up north. At that time he visited Bombay. And he came to Bananganga area. From Bananganga area he went to north. And then there is a mention that he walked all over the ocean bank and went to Sopara village and took bath in one pond called Nirmal. So he must have walked over Mira Road also. Otherwise, how will we reach Nalasopara? Even though nothing was there, suppose only jungle was there, or Mumbai only existed till Dadar, for example. Even in my childhood also, Mumbai always existed till only Dadar, max Bandra. Only all jungle was there after. And maybe there was no population, and Mumbai name was given by because Mumba Devi existed here. Mumba Devi temple was a central location of Bombay. Landmark. Mumbai. That's why it's called Mumbai. Bombay is the Upper Brahmsha. Upper Brahmsha means it's a mispronounced word, Mumbai. That became Bombay. Englishization. English. Once you, English people, they many things they distort, na? They can't pronounce things properly. So, Hastinapur became Delhi. Actually, Hastinapur. So like that. So Mumbai became Bombay. So Mirabad is the only station where the name of Mirabai is there, the holy or saintly name. And when we were searching our land, we were holding medical camps in the villages. And we used to travel from Radha Gopinath temple to Palghar and Boisar and Vangaon. And then we thought we should have a hospital. So we were searching places. So our search began from Andheri to Boisar. And then we saw hundreds of places. But we didn't like anything. We almost settled in Boisar. We almost bought a place there, almost. But then we decided that it's too far from our temple, so we will not be able to come to temple only. If you settle there, we hardly will come to temple. So then Radhan Maharaj was personally traveling with us, searching for the places. So he said, you know, we'll see some more places. And one fine day we just got down at Mira Road. Just got down, you know. In those days, Mira Road was, I still remember, full open land for 5 kilometers also. You'll see nobody there, only fields and open land. And we had to walk up, no rickshaw, nothing. You have to, station may only one or two people will get down, railway station. And it's like, you have to go to picnic to Mira Road. It's like so far, you know. So far, hill station, like, you know, Vasai, it's like, you go to village, Gawat, Gawala is Gawala. So then we localized one flat and we thought we'll settle down here. So Radhanath Maharaj said that time very distinctly that I like this place very much because this is a place which has got name of Mirabai. One thing. Second thing he said, this place is also close to Mumbai, not very far, not very close also, out of Mumbai. And this place is very low in rates, developing place, so you can afford the place also. That's how we settled down. And when Mira Road station, we found a flat, and then down near Srishti, it's like further more in jungle, you know. when you saw the place, there's nothing over here, not even one outlet of food also. So when we were constructing this place, everybody would go to station, and only vada pav used to be available to eat. Nothing was available. Hardly anything was available. On this side, nothing. Everybody has to go to eat Bombay. There only, station ke pas. So, even logically and historically, Sri Ramchandra, I am not sure, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must have passed through this place. And how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passes through any place?
Dancing.
Dancing and singing. Leaping and flying in the sky. Nobody knows how that is possible, but he has only done that. So that's why Mira Road is a very unique place. In one Hare Krishna moment also, Mira Road is the maximally populated devotee congregation. Maximally. Bombay also is scattered. Everybody is just scattered. Mira Road is a very thickly populated, concentrated population. Plus Radha Giridhar temple came, and then they have their own congregation. Radha Gopinath congregation settled down, moved here. And everywhere you go, whichever corner you go, Mira Road, you find Haath mein mala leke Hare Krishna. Everybody is moving around here. Fast going population. And then we came one day, and then we were seeing Mr. Dalmia proposed that I will give this land to you. Because Mr. Maheshwari was, he is, and now that time also was, the general manager of Dalmia's full industrial complex. So he told him that we have 5-6 doctors, you know, who are together and young and just passed out, and they are missionary in their spirit, and they want to have a place. They want to have a hospital. So he showed this is the place. So we came one day to see the place with Radhana Swami and everything. We moved around here. We just walked a little further and we saw ISKCON, property of ISKCON. So we're wondering how. So we inquired in Juhu what happened. So they said we also bought a place. And that happened to be accidentally only 50 meters next to each other. We never knew that. We never planned it that way. In those days, the temple of Mira Road was in Bhayandar, near police station.
Yes.
Yeah. In 93, when we came here to open the clinic here, I used to practice in Ghodbandar village. And on Wednesday mornings, I would go on motorcycle to Bhayandar temple, give Bhagavatam lecture in the morning and go to my clinic from there. And from there, the temple moved here. The same deities were there in the one building, one full floor was Hare Krishna temple of Bhayandar. And I used to, almost 1.5 to 2 years, I kept going every Wednesday to give my lecture. I used to go there, change dhuti kurta, give lecture, eat prasadam, again change pant and shirt, go on motorcycle to Ghodbandar clinic morning and evening. And that time polyclinic was going on here. Yeah. And then the hospital started. And then the temple moved here. And now you see, this is the costliest area of Mira Road. Where the school, the college, and the girls' school, and the boy, co-ed school, and management institute, and temple, and hospital, and everything is close by here. So it's costliest area, plus this area is totally residential, and there is no shopping and no noise here. Once you can come home, you can relax. You know, one more thing, this is the Srishti complex, is one of the fortunate complex. So when the Mira Road totally was flooded, Srishti was not flooded at all. Srishti was built in such a way that only ankle deep water was there. When Poonam Sagar was waist deep water, Penkarpada was completely up to this much. People were falling in the well and gutter and dying actually. Because the well also was, water level went above the well level. So when people were walking, they fell in the well and they died. Some of them fell in the gutter and they died. But Srishti sector 2, sector 1, sector 3, no water clogging. We were walking and they were all stuck at home. So I sent message and phone to Mr. Dalmia. Thank you very much to have built Srishti in such a way that it was already on the higher level. Plus there was a plinth and the first house will be on first floor only, no ground floor. So 2-3 rainy seasons I sent message and phone call to him. Thank you very much. When people are suffering so much, you know, your house was flooded with water. We were in the house and our ground level was only cars, car park, and first floor houses were there. Even one room, one bedroom also were all first floor. So the discussion became from Mirabai. So Mirabai is only 300-400 years story. She was not at Krishna's time, by the way. Many people feel that she was from Krishna's time. Now she is just 300-400 years old. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, after that, after 100 years time, was when Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, Adha Goswami, the next generation of Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was living. When that generation passed away, then Jiva Goswami became the leader. At that time, Mirabai was there. That means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lived from 1486 to 1534. Say another 60-70 years. So, from 1600 onwards, Mirabai existed. That is the time Shivaji Maharaj also was born. Same time. 1627. Aurangzeb, everything was simultaneously there. So, Mirabai was the wife of a Rajput king. And the whole Rajput culture, if you see, is very, very highly devoted to specifically Krishna only. Very highly devoted. They were so highly devoted, Vaishnavas, but they were Kshatriyas, Rajput. And Aurangzeb never could enter Rajasthan, Rajput area. Never. He never dared, neither ever he entered there, because they were so powerful. So when Aurangzeb attacked Vrindavan, the Vaishnavas, the Rajputs in Rajasthan told, send your murtis to our place. We will take care of them. So he was coming and destroying everything. So many, majority of all the murtis have been shifted to Jaipur in Rajasthan. And now also they are there only. The main murti has not come back. Another set of murtis were established in the place of the original murtis. But once they moved there, the king became very attached to all those deities, you know. And they were not ready to partake, you know, pass them again back. So once they went for protection, then they remained there only. And they built cities around them, huge cities, big cities around them. If you go to Jaipur to see Radha Govind Mandir, it's not a temple, it's a city. It's a city, not palace also. There are 7 × 4, 28 gates. Each circle has got 4 gates. Then you go to next circle, again there are 4, east, west, north, south, 4 gates. It's like huge stony gates where you can, even buses and double decker buses can go inside. And then finally seventh circle is what is actual temple, and that itself is a big palatial situation. And every day in Mangal Arati at 4 o'clock, 3,000 people come. Everybody comes on motorcycle, car, cycle, scooter. All citizens come, huh? Not Hare Krishna devotees. It's a general population. It's not a Hare Krishna temple at all. It's a city temple. It's a temple governed by government now. It's Rajasthan government property. And local people are coming on motorcycle, cycle, bicycle, scooter, car, and tourists and everybody. Evening, if you go, 5,000 people are Sandhya Aarti. So Mirabai was born in such culture, where all the Vrindavan deities were already existing over there. And all the kings, variety of kings were looking after one temple. One Senapati, one other minister, the king, like that, they would look after. And they built also so many temples to serve the Lord. So Mirabai was born in that culture and got married to a king, Rana, Ranaji. But she was very attached to Krishna. And her devotion to Krishna became so troublesome to everybody. In one sense, because they were not so much devoted. So they always wanted to stop her and, you know, persuade her not to do everything. So they also spread rumors about her, that she is like, you know, not a good character lady. She is performing adultery and she is doing this and she is doing that. But her devotion just flourished. One of the greatest examples of saints which have performed their devotion in the middle of lot of opposition and lot of troubles. Because see, it's life of every saint, you know. Every saint who is now known as saint, and we read his history, he or she, they have always gone through so much of atrocities and troubles and harassments by society. Right? Defamy, malice, planning to spoil their image, character. So finally the king, who was husband, first he was very favorable. But then the public so much counseled him, anti-counseled him against Mirabai. Then finally he said, you should die. I cannot continue living with you as a wife, and you take poison, I will give poison to you and you die. So she said, fine, I'll drink poison. She drank poison, nothing happened to her. And she said, you know, Mere to Giridhar Gopal Dusro no koi. She was like, only my husband is only Sri Krishna. It's another problem, no, for husband. If somebody says my husband is only Krishna and you're not my husband, my real husband is Krishna, it's like, you know, big problem at home. My wife tell me, you're not my husband, Krishna is my husband. Very difficult to digest, you know, for some time at least. I make give lectures in public that real husband is only Krishna. And then my wife comes and tells me after in the evening, yes, I accept it. And then I said, Hari Bol, there's a problem here. It's like that. So she was always chanting and dancing like that only. Only Krishna is my husband. That became too much for everybody to bear. Shadi normally aise hoti waise ho gayi. She was a girl, na. A marriage takes place when she was 7 or 8 years old. Na. That time that maturity, the devotion had not flourished so much. When she grew up, it also grew up, the devotion also multiplied.
She was like asking her mother that Mira Dula Kidara, then Krishna was given to her.
Yeah, she also brought her Krishna with her. I don't know the story in detail, but I know one thing, that she was such an ardent devotee of Krishna that she tolerated all the insults, all the blasphemy, defamy, maligning of character, everything she tolerated. Finally, she drank poison also. And finally, she danced and merged in the deity of Govindji. There is no samadhi of hers. She just merged in the deity of Govinda. This is what I remember, if it's correct. She was so powerful actually. And she came to Vrindavan also, in between. And she met many saintly people. And one of them was Jiva Goswami. That's how I remember this, her visit to Vrindavan. And she has written such songs, such poetry, you know, such deep meaning, that she actually was in the Gopi Bhav only. She always considered herself as Krishna's wife. Not like Satyabhama or Rukmini, but in Gopi Bhav. So whatever she, her dialogue with Lord is so transparent and so deep actually. Whenever she would talk. And it also explained that Krishna also appeared to her many times and danced with her. Very great saintly personality. It's very difficult to understand her personality because she is a very unique kind of personality. Mirabai. And of late, it's not very ancient also. Not when Krishna's time, just only 300-400 years back. So this is Mirabai. And lots of beautiful stories, lots of songs are there. There are songs of separation also. That Krishna is not there, so I am suffering. Where is he? This is the one mood. And then one mood is dancing with him in Ras Leela. That is another mood. Huh? And then this is our history, very wonderful history, Mirabai. Today I am going to tell you another story of one more devotee of Krishna. How many of you heard of Pubja Devi? There is one devotee in Krishna's pastime called Kubja. And Kubja actually means hunchback. Marathi means Kubdi. Kubdi means hunchback. Hunchback is bent. So, yes. So, when Krishna left Vrindavan, Akrura took him to Vrindavan. How many of you know Akrura? Akrura is the uncle of Krishna. And he was one of the ministers of Kamsa. Great devotee of the Lord at the same time. So Akrura took Krishna and Balaram to Vrindavan, from Vrindavan to Mathura. And then when he dropped them to Mathura, they said, okay uncle, let us have little fun, go around Mathura, and then we will come. The destination was to attend the Dhanur Yajna. The big bow was there. Lord Shiva had given that bow to Kamsa's ancestors, and Kamsa had inherited that big bow, Dhanusha. It was like 300 feet long. It was like a huge arrangement, ornamented with jewels and gold and everything. It was a very divine bow. And that was kept by Kamsa in his big store. He had a big store with 300 guards. And 300 guards would be required to lift that bow. It's a huge arrangement. So, Kamsa tried his best to kill Krishna by various means. He sent Putana and Shakatasura, Trinavarta, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Mind is always distracted. And we have to try to bring our mind back to Krishna all the time. So, what I was telling? So many demons were sent from Mathura to Vrindavan and everybody died. Nobody had guts to come back because they died there. No return journey. So whoever went never came back. So Kamsa felt, what is happening? Everybody goes and just dies. My biggest and biggest and biggest powers I sent. I thought he is the bigger than the previous one. And he also died. The next one also died. So then he thought, I am sending my people in his area. Now I will bring him in my area. Was it not India-Pakistan match? Kaisa hota hai? So India mein aajao, fir hum log dhurai karte aapki. And when you go there, apni dhurai hoti hai. Always, na? When English people come here, we beat them. When we go to England, then we can't even show our face to anybody. So he thought, I will bring them to my area. Now in my area when I bring them, I will easily defeat them. And he had so many big, big wrestlers, you know, who are like gigantic mountainous people, who are like so big in their size and strength. Chanura, Mushtika, my God. And there was an elephant called Kuvalayapida. Kuvalayapida is a very unbelievable elephant. So he planned everything. Ki at the entrance, Kuvalayapida will make him drink alcohol and then he will attack Krishna Balram. So there he will die. If he survives, then Chanur Mushtika will welcome him and wrestle and crush him there. Aisa uska ek line se usne strategy bana ke rakha tha. And finally then, I am there only and I will kill him afterwards. So before, this is the destination. And what disguise he had called him, in the what guise, that I want my nephews to come and attend the Dhanur Yajna. It's a big festival. Worshipping the bow once in a year. In a big festival. So they were supposed to attend that festival and then he had told ki, then I will send him back to Mathura, to Vrindavan. So in the meantime, before reaching the arena of celebration, he was just going around, having fun. So it is explained that when he came there, the news came now that Krishna has come from Vrindavan. Everybody is like waiting. So many stories they have heard, ki lifted Govardhan there and he did this, he did Raslila, he stole butter from gopis and he danced with them and so much pleasure he gave them. And many were already in love with him just by thought only. Hota na abhi? Amitabh Bachchan ko koi mila nahi, lekin dil se to already Amitabh Bachchan ko var liya pura unhone. Aisa kitne log hote hain? Aapne Guddi movie dekha? Guddi mein pura ek class hota hai, girls class, you know. So bolte ki yahan to Shatrughna Sinha hai, yahan to Rajesh Khanna hai, yahan to Vinod Khanna hai. Aise every girl is already wedded with that personality without even meeting just because they are film stars. So Jaya Bhadri also is very much attached to Dharmendra, you know, in movie. Like that, they had not seen Krishna. But just by hearing about Krishna, already they were married with them in mind, attracted to them. Bolna dil de diya usko. What about Rukmini? Rukmini never saw Krishna. On the day of marriage, she saw Krishna for the first time. Till that time, she only had heard about Krishna, that Krishna did this and that. So without seeing Krishna, already she had sold her heart to him. And without seeing him, she wrote a famous love letter to Krishna, which is the very ornament of Srimad Bhagavatam. It's there in Bhagavatam, what she wrote to Krishna. And the Brahman was sent to deliver that to Krishna. Imagine, what a beautiful love story. It's a very thrilling story. You know, all your desires get fulfilled. Action, emotion, you know, everything is fulfilled there. Whatever you want, love story, love letter, love song, kidnapping, fighting, hero killing villain, everything is there in that. Emotion, sab kuch hai. Kya kya hota hai picture mein? Action, emotion, everything is there. So Rukmini also saw him for the first time. So basically these ladies, it is explained that they were all doing household work, you know. Many of them were married. Aisa nahi ki all were unmarried. Even though they married, their heart was sold to Krishna. So they heard Krishna Balram are coming. So I heard that many of them were milking cows, many of them were serving husbands, cooking chapatis, cooking rotis, doing manthan of the dahi to take butter out. And some of them were massaging the feet of mother-in-law, some of them massaging feet of husband, and some of them sweeping the floor, cleaning goshala. And some of them, my dear friends, they were about to put garland in their husband's neck. Antarpat laga ke rakha tha. And Shubha Mangala Savadhan ho raha tha. And they were about to get married with their husbands. And when they heard Krishna has come, they just ran from there to see Krishna. Marriage chod ke bhaag gaye. Matlab marriage kabhi bhi ho sakta hai. When we can see Krishna. That was that devotion. I was taking bath, because in my bathroom also I have a speaker, and the speaker Bhagavatam class is broadcasted from Chaupati temple to my house, and one of them is bathroom also, because I thought, why to waste time in life when bathroom we are there? Sometimes we spend half an hour to 40 minutes getting ready and everything, takes time. So if live broadcast is there, it's good. While we are taking bath, brushing, shaving, we can hear. So taking bath, when I heard that, I was so thrilled, you know, so thrilled. My God, what love. Imagine. It's a life and death question. takes so much time to get married, to find a husband and bride and, you know, match nicely and देना देना सब कुछ हो गया, फिर इतना बड़ा फंक्शन, उसमें भी समिट के ऊपर आ गया, पर क्लाइमैक्स, यू नो, अबाउट टू टेक द कर्टन आउट एंड यू अबाउट टू गार्लैंड योर हस्बैंड एंड दैट टाइम यू कम टू नो कृष्णा हैज कम. वाओ, व्हाट यू विल डू? यू विल से कृष्णा इज ऑलवेज देयर, ओनली फर्स्ट गेट द हस्बैंड देन वी विल सी कृष्णा. बट दे वर नॉट लाइक दैट. दे लेफ्ट दैट एरिया एंड रैन टू कृष्णा एंड दे वर नॉट गोइंग टू गेट मैरिड टू कृष्णा और to get to meet him or talk to him or dance with him rasleela, aisa kuch nahi tha, just to see. Kitna eagerness rahega unke andar, imagine how much eager they must be. They were just eager to see him, and how they were seeing him, they were crowding on the terraces, crowding in the windows, crowding in the galleries, crowding on the road, wherever there were only men and women, mainly women, just try to get a glimpse of Krishna and Balram. So like that he was passing by, and then one florist came, Phoolwala, and Krishna said, give me your garlands. So he gave all the garlands to Krishna, Balram. They were all garlands were meant for Kamsa and his ministers. But then Sudama florist gave all those to Krishna, Balram and cowherd boys, and they were very happy. Before that they met one washerman. Washerman was washing clothes. So Krishna said, give me these clothes, I want to wear them. They said, you fools, you stupid villagers, you street boys, you don't deserve all these things. This is Kamsa's clothes. This is king's clothes and minister's clothes. You are not worthy of it. Go back to your village. Bodana, aa gaye kahin se. Kapde maang rahe, raja ke kapde maang rahe. So Krishna just moved his hand like this on his neck and chopped his neck off, and he dropped dead. He had ornaments also and dress also, kingly dresses, royal dresses. So then Krishna Balram, whatever they wanted, they picked up and they wore the dress and wore the ornaments also. And looking at our friend Krishna Balram, all the coward friends also, they also went and chose clothes from there. Wear all the kingly clothes, and all these coward boys and Krishna Balram are wearing kingly clothes and moving on the main street in front of Kamsa's bungalow only. Can you imagine? उसी के घर के सामने सब नाटक हो रहा है. Purposely Krishna is trying to intimidate, you know, like I have come to kill you. So he is purposely trying to irritate and intimidate the people who are Kamsa's people. So those who opposed, they died. The florist gave all flowers, Krishna gave him unlimited blessings. And when he finished giving blessings to that florist, they were still walking further to the palace of Kamsa, and there at the bank of Jamuna, they saw a hunchback woman, very young, beautiful, doe-eyed Kamalanayani girl. He called her as Subhru. Subhru means whose eyebrows are very, very beautiful and attractive. Bru means Brukuti. Very attractive, very, very beautiful face, but hunchback. Matlab, neck, chest and waist, all were scoliosis. So he asked her, oh, beautiful lady, who are you? What are you doing? What are you carrying? For whom you are carrying? Who is your boyfriend? So she said, My name is Trivakra. Trivakra means I am bent at three places. So she had a social stigma also, because she was physically handicapped, deformed. So she said, this is a chandan pulp. Chandan ka lep hai, vilep. I make it every day with my hand, and Kamsa loves it when I make that chandan. And every day he makes me to come and give it to him, and he applies on his body to decorate himself. In the olden days, people used to apply chandan, aguru and this kind of saints, natural saints. Nowadays we have chemical sprays. They used to always apply chandan and aguru on their body, sandalwood pulp. Even Mother Yashoda would decorate Krishna Balaram with everyday chandan pulp, and they would look very beautiful with that. So Krishna said, give the chandan to me. Now you can imagine, the whole city of Mathura is always like curfew. Why? It's not like physical curfew, but everybody is worried that no one is supposed to talk about Krishna in Mathura. So topic aisa hai na, very dangerous topic, because that's a story which always have threatened their king. Na? The king Kamsa is always threatened, worried, anxious, frustrated, with only one thought, this Krishna. This Krishna, my brother, my sister, and the husband, Vasudev, their eighth son is going to kill me. So they imprisoned them, and then everybody was killed by Kamsa, and then suddenly the eighth child vanished, and a girl appeared in that place, and the girl went in the sky, and she became demigoddess, and she also threatened that you want to kill me, but your killer already is born. So all tension, everywhere tension only. So everybody was forbidden. No one will talk about Krishna and about him. And you can imagine the same Krishna has come to Mathura, and what is meant for Kamsa is given to him. हाँ तो मेरे लिए बना के लेके आ रही थी तो उसको दे दिया उसको और किसको दिया उसी को दिया. Imagine what guts she had, what courage she had. So it is explained that she was very courageous, although she was physically handicapped, young girl, once in unprotected, servant of Kamsa, but she was very courageous. As soon as she heard Krishna that he wants it, immediately she gave Krishna and Balaram. Not only them, she gave it to her friends also. So all of them applied her chandan, and they started looking very, very beautiful and effulgent. And then Krishna was very happy with her mood. And she said that, I am very attracted to you. Your arms are like elephant trunks, and they are so strong and so beautiful that my mind is simply fixed on your beautiful arms, and I am attracted to you. And then she felt shy because she saw Balaramji is next to him, and she is straightway talking romantic language with younger brother. Then she said, in the whole universe, nobody is as beautiful as two of you. First she said, you whose arms are like elephant trunks, so beautiful, my heart is simply attracted to you. And then she said, in the whole universe, two of you are the most beautiful. So then Krishna decided that he will do her orthopedic supramajor corrective surgery instantly. So the greatest thing is that when she gave chandan to Krishna and Balaram, she never thought that I should apply for my surgery also. It's not her desire. She never expected that she will be corrected like this. Nobody knew, neither she knew, neither she desired that itna sab kar rahi hu bhagwan ke liye, abhi bhagwan mil gaye hain to ab pehle mere ko bolenge ki chal tera surgery karta hu pehle baad mein prem karta hu, aisa nahi. She never expected. She simply served him and pleased him, and just because he was very pleased, she thought, why not, let me correct her. So he put his big toe on her big toe to fix her, and he raised his hand and two fingers and put under her chin, which is now down, bent, and she just pulled her like this, and crackling sound came up, and she became a very straight and beautiful lady. And it is explained that when Krishna pulled her chin and straightened her, so neck, chest and waist, all scoliosis immediately got corrected, and she became straightened and very, very effulgently beautiful she became. Even she was, it is explained in the scriptures that even Rambha is a celestial swargiya woman. They are like very famous women, Urvashi, Rambha, Menaka. Three are the topmost beautiful ladies in the Swargaloka, Indra Loka, where the lord of demigods Indra lives. And they are like his special ladies. So even Rambha's beauty was put to shame, how much beautiful she was looking that time. And as soon as that happened, she developed great attraction, further attraction for Krishna. And she held his cloth like this. She said, now I can't leave you. How can I leave you on the street and go away? I can't think of myself going away from this place without you. Come home, come home, come home. So Krishna became very embarrassed. Here I am holding his shirt. And I am a man, so he's still okay, you know. So some girl is holding his shirt and she's asking, come home, come home. And all of you ladies are standing over here. He'll feel so embarrassed, you know. So Krishna also, ek side mein brother, elder brother is there. Ek side mein young boys are there. And young girl, suddenly in front of their eyes, Krishna just made her straight. So they were clapping, wow, 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 so beautiful. You know, suddenly, out of a hunchback woman, suddenly she became straight and beautiful. So they were very happy as children. And then they saw that she's putting his shirt. So Krishna was very clever. How he handled the situation. हाँ सुनो, अभी आपको मैंने शर्ट खींचा ना आपका, अभी देखो कृष्णा ने क्या जवाब दिया उस कंडीशन में. शी सेलिंग कम होम, यू कैन नॉट नॉट कम होम, यू हैव टू कम होम, आई कैनॉट लिव यू ओवर हियर, आई जस्ट कांट थिंक ऑफ लिविंग यू हियर एंड गोइंग अवे. come home. Because she developed desire like a wife towards Krishna. She wanted to treat him at home. So Krishna said, oh, look at these people of Mathura. How nice they are. How cultured, how welcoming. See, even unknown passengers like me and Balram, she is inviting to her house to treat. How wonderful their culture is. That's why Mathura is always flourishing with opulence. And he said, I will come to your house, but after I wander here and there and see Mathura, and then I will come. And he said that, उसने अपना पल्लू जो है उसके हाथ से छुड़ा लिया और तुरंत वहाँ से चले गए क्योंकि भाई खड़ा ना बड़ा उसके सामने कैसे आगे बढ़ा सकते बात इसलिए वो छोड़ दिया उसको उधर ही एंड देन इट इज एक्सप्लेन्ड आफ्टर किलिंग कमसा एंड एवरीथिंग ही वेंट टू अवर हाउस एंड शी सर्व्ड हिम एज वाइफ वेरी वेरी नाइसली एंड प्लीज्ड हिम लाइक एनीथिंग सो देयर आर सो मेनी लेसन्स टू लर्न फ्रॉम दिस स्टोरी फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल शी नेवर desired to have some benefit from Krishna. She only wanted to serve Krishna. That's the first lesson to learn. So we don't have to ask Krishna, ye do, wo do, aisa karo, waisa karo. Haan? You know, kapda nahi hai, paisa nahi hai, job nahi hai, ladke ka shaadi hona hai, ladke ka shaadi hona hai, education hona chahiye, job milna chahiye. No more applications. Just serve the Lord and please Him. When He is pleased, He will do what is best for you. Although you don't ask Him, He will do that. He felt that she should be corrected, so immediately he corrected without asking, you know, number one. Number two is, I will tell you one lesson. See the courage of Kubja. In the assembly of, in the highway of Kamsa's house, in front of Kamsa's palace, on the main highway, she gave Krishna that thing which Kamsa loved the most. That is called surrender. She had that faith that Kamsa is very atrocious, very demoniac king. But Krishna is Krishna. And I love Krishna. I don't care even if I die, even if my master kills me because I gave Chandan to his enemy. Still I will give. Even if I have to die. That much faith she had. So that courage we should have. In bhakti we should not become weakling, you know. Bhakti is a very courageous activity. So many times you have to take a courageous decision in bhakti. मुझे शुरू शुरू में जब मैं आया था हरे कृष्ण में तो एक भयंकर प्रसंग से मैं गुजर रहा था घर पर मेरे सो आई वॉज इन डायलेमा क्या करूँ सो यू नो अवर अभिजीत देश पांडे अवर स्लीप स्पेशलिस्ट डॉक्टर हु इज डूइंग द स्लीप स्टडी हियर विद डॉक्टर गोडसे and who is teaching Dr. Godse, this Deshpande, Abhijit Deshpande is my childhood friend. We have played goti for many years. We were in school, 5-year-old, 10-year-old. So that doctor, he had a guru, his brother had a guru. So he took me to his brother's guru that time. And his brother's guru told me only one line. All of you remember this one line. He said, devotion is for people who are either ispar or uspar. Devotion is not for the people who are hanging in between. And now when I remember this statement, I remember a statement made by Jesus Christ. What Jesus said, similar to this. Any remembrance? Any memory?
You're not standing to God.
That is one thing. But I said, ispar ya uspar. Like this, anything I said? Please remember and tell me. He said, you be hot or cold. He said, you be hot or cold. If you are lukewarm, I spit on you. This is what Jesus Christ said. Jesus Christ said this very wonderful statement. Either be hot or cold. That means, when you worship Lord, you worship with full heart, without any hesitation. Or leave it, and go away, and do whatever else you want. But if you are in between, na, matlab, thora devotion bhi, thora worldly bhi, he says, that is not for you. Devotional life is not meant for people who are indecisive, who are half-hearted, who are distracted, who are not focused. So when he told me that, immediately I took decision and I went. Ispar ya uspar. So don't keep on deciding, karu kya bhakti, karu kya, karu kya, karu kya. don't keep on questioning and doubting. That means you are not fit for bhakti. So when she saw the Lord and she asked, Lord asked her, give me chandan, instantly she gave. She never thought, hare mera kya hoga, this is meant for the Kamsa, if he comes to know, he will kill me. No, no, Baba, no, I will not give you, Baba, don't tension me, don't danger my life is in danger. How can you put me in danger? I am supposed to be servant of he will come to know, he will kill me. Instantly she gave. That is the courage of a devotee. And plus, you know something? If somebody is physically deformed, na, he is also weak. In mind also. Anybody who is physically handicapped, na, is always little bit scared and little bit watchful, caution like that. Thoda dar lagta hai unko apna. Because body is weak. Na. Even though she was hunchback, she was a woman, unprotected, servant of Kamsa, she had those guts to serve the Lord in a odd situation, in an unfavorable situation, not favorable for her. She could have given 50 reasons, how I cannot give you this. Please forgive me, sorry, I cannot give you this. My life is in danger. Immediately she gave. So like that, Lord may ask from you in life so many things. And you may think, oh, my family, oh, my children, oh, my property, oh, my job, oh, my this, oh, my that. So many things we will think. But when Lord asks something, give it immediately. Because by giving to the Lord, nothing is lost. Nothing ever is lost. In fact, you think you have given that thing, but much, much more you receive. You cannot imagine also that much you can receive. This is one lesson. Krishna removed her stigma by correcting her. So she was now straightforward. Then Krishna gave her very attractive body after correcting her. But the real reward that Krishna gave was not this. The real reward Krishna gave was loving devotional service to her. That is the highest gift. The physical correction, the beauty is all temporary. One day she will get old again and one day she will die. So that's not permanent. That's nothing to be proud of, that, oh, Krishna gave me a beautiful body. Now I will enjoy my body. It's not like that. She was attracted to Krishna to serve him. That is his biggest benefit. Then Prabhupada comments, one more lesson to learn. That how she is serving the Lord and becoming also attracted to enjoy with the Lord. So Sri Krishna say, Prabhupada said that even if a devotee has some lust in him, but is sincere and serving the Lord, Lord will manage the devotee's life in such a way that the devotee will forget his lust and become pure devotee one day. Because even the lusty attachment is to the Lord only, not to anybody else. So it is said, akamo sarva kamova moksha kamova udaradhi. Even if you have unlimited lusty desires, go to Supreme Lord only, with that, all that desire. If you have no desires, only one mukti, you are detached, virakti, you go to him only, for asking mukti also. And if you want anything also, you go to him only. If you want to enjoy also, you go to him only. In all conditions of life, don't go to anybody else or any devata, only go to Krishna. Because when you go to the Supreme Lord, who loves you very much, even if you go with a lot of faults, he will correct your faults and make you pure, because he is all pure. If you go to demigods, then they will not be able to make you pure, because they are demigods, their powers are limited. The example always I give, suppose I go with 50 rupees to my uncle and tell him, please give me 2 cigarettes. So what our uncle will do? Uncle take 50 rupees and give me 2 slaps nicely. Arre, I gave 50 rupees to you, you should give me 2 cigarettes. Because uncle loves you. Even if you go to uncle with some faults, some wrong desires, you know, wrong questioning, wrong demand, uncle will do what is good for you, because out of love. But you go to Baniya with 50 rupees and you say, give me 2 cigarettes, he will give 2 cigarettes and you say 15 rupees vapas. He will do only vyavahar, he doesn't love you. You pay money and he'll give cigarette to you. You'll not think that is good for you or not good for you. You are a child and you're going to smoke cigarette and spoil your lungs and spoil your life from now only. He will not tell. He'll just, in 2 minutes, he'll give 2 cigarettes to you and give remaining money to you and you can smoke. Something like that happens when you go to demigods. Whatever karma you have, when you ask for some enjoyment, they give you. Some payment you do, some vrat you do, they get the enjoyment. But to Sri Krishna you go and demand something like that, he will not give you what is not good for you. He'll give you what is only good for you. will not give what is not good for you. That is the understanding. So Prabhupada says that it's no problem when you go to Krishna with mixed desires or free desires or whatever. Another thing is, what lesson to learn is, Kubja had a physical deformity. How many scoliosis you have seen corrected in your medical practice? Hardly any. We can't correct kyphoscoliosis. We have our, what is that his name? One employee is an Amit. He has ankylosing spondylitis, right? Progressively, again, is gradually bending. But there is no solution for that. So laws of nature have such kind of diseases where there is no solution for that. But Krishna is the boss of all laws of nature. When Krishna chose to correct her, he went beyond the laws of nature and corrected her. What Krishna gonna do? We have to have faith. If he wants to do, who can stop him? So he is Mayapati. Maya who makes the laws and under whose laws the world runs. He is Pati of that Maya. So he can cross over and do whatever he wants. So he crossed over the laws of material nature and corrected the body. It is said that when there is beauty on the body, we become very proud. But if there is a beauty of devotion in the heart, not only spiritually but physically also, you become beautiful. And if you don't have devotion in the heart and you have external beauty, it's only external show. But Kubja had the beauty of internal devotion. That's why she deserved to become externally also beautiful. So Jiva Goswami says that if one has internal bhakti, then the straight beauty that Kubja had became augmented by her devotion to Krishna. Many, many more examples are there, but anyways, one thing I must not forget before we end. In Mathura, today also, when any marriage takes place, after marriage takes place, the husband and wife go to bank of Jamuna. And there the husband puts his toe on the wife's toe and lifts her chin and sees her face. This is one ritual, ancient ritual. After marriage, they take the couple to the bank of Jamuna. In the memory of Krishna's lifting the chin of Kubja, the husband lifts the chin of his newly wedded wife and takes darshan of her face like that. By putting her thumb, his thumb on her thumb, his toe on her toe. Very special. Mathura and Vrindavan are very special. And this ritual is only in Mathura, not anywhere in the other places. Only Mathura mein shaadi hoti hai, toh aisa hota hai. And Vrindavan is so special that each area has only their festivals, which other areas don't celebrate. For example, Kans ka Mela jo hai na, wo saal mein ek baar lagta hai, keval Mathura mein lagta hai. 7 din ka mela lagta hai. And 7 din ke mele ke end mein, they make a Kams ka prodigy, what is called that? Uska putla banate hai. Aur wo putle ko janam bhumi se leke rangam bhumi tak leke jate hai. Do jagah bhi hai, janam bhumi hai, और रंगभूमि भी है. वहाँ पर अखाड़ा बनाया था ना कंस ने कुश्ती के लिए, धनुर्युद्ध के लिए. सो देयर द मेला गोज एंड दे गैदर इन द रंगभूमि एरिया एंड दे बीट कंस विद द स्टिक्स एंड दे बर्न इन फाइनली. लाइक वी डू रामलीला राम मैदान, अपने शिवाजी पार्क पे कैसे करते हैं, रावण का पुतला लेके जलाते ना, गोली मारते हैं तो फिर अंदर से स्पोर्ट होता है पूरा. देखा है आपने कभी शिवाजी पार्क में? समबडी विल शूट एन एरो विद सम फायर ऑन दैट. And Ravan's body is filled with fire explosives. And you shoot an arrow and then it blasts. And everybody is watching. Wow, Ravan is killed. Hari Bol. Thank you. That is ceremony only in Mathura. And then there is one dance, called Charkula dance. That dance takes place only in one village called Mukharai. Because Radharani's grandma, she was worried that her daughter is not getting a child. And she was like over 100 years old and Radharani's mother was about 75 years old. Still there is no children. Of course, that time 75 was not considered old age, but late age you can say. Today 35, 36. That time 75. So when Radharani was born, this old lady, she just jumped from her house, came out, and she saw a bullock cart wheel. And then she lifted the bullock cart wheel, put lamps on each spoke of the wheel, and started revolving in the sky and started dancing. Old lady. That is called as Charakula, matlab chakra ka nritya. when they saw her lifting chakra, so everybody else removed their bullock cart wheel, put lamps on that, started dancing like her only. So even that day, that dance also takes place only in village called Mukharai, which is Radharani's Nanihal, Radharani's mother's village. Only in that village, when Radhashtami is being celebrated in Barsana, at that time in this village, this dance takes place. Aisa hai. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. So today...